I was 20 at that time. I was going through a very hard breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, I just decided, let me go donate my blood.
Okay.
Right? Obviously, when you donate blood, you have to get tested.
Correct.
And all of that.
Correct.
Boom. When they just took my blood, the nurse said, you cannot donate blood. And I said, why? And she was like, you're HIV positive. This is a shock of my life.
What's up, everybody? My name is Nozibele Kamgana Mayaba. Welcome to Don't Hold Back. This is where we say it loud, even when it's a bit uncomfortable. This is a podcast in collaboration with DW, Jacaranda FM, and East Coast Radio. Wow, let's get into it. Black, living positively with HIV, and gay. Today's guest I met years ago, and I thought to myself, it needs a second round because there's a lot to unpack. This is someone who's living boldly, challenging stigma, and he has come far to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peña, my friend.
Sure, ma'am.
Oh, lovey.
Sandra Sam.
Hey, you know what? You walked in, I'm like, I can't believe we haven't seen each other in what, 4 or 5 years?
4 years.
And I feel like we've grown.
Yeah, because at that time we were still very, very, very young.
You said when I told you this, I'm like, we feel like you're growing. You said, yeah, that was when I was thin. As of now, like you are, no, please.
But then I've picked up some meat.
Eh, we get chomi.
And dimple.
No, listen.
Compared to those days.
I'm not comparing. I'm not going to do that with you. I'm not going to do that with you. There's no comparison.
But then inyanya funega at times.
No, you look so beautiful. You look so handsome. I'm so happy to see you.
Likewise.
And I'm so happy to unpack a lot of, you know, things that I want to follow up on since our conversation.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, it is a tradition in the show that I ask a guest to bring a snack.
Yes.
Without telling me the story behind the snack, let our viewers know, what did you bring today?
I brought biltong.
Oh,
chili bites.
Okay, there you go. I'm very interested too. Okay, let me not have a dirty mind or think very deep. Ne? Please. I want to hear the story behind the biltong. Okay, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
A friend, we met like 4 years back.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking more or less about this topic, like, you know, back then.
Yes.
Black, gay, and living positively with HIV. I am someone who thrives in vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm someone who, you know, I own my story. I tell it the way I want to tell it. But I'm not naive enough to understand there's also another side with regards to how people receive your story,
mm-hmm.
towards how people, you know, react to how you tell your story. I want to start there. When you came out through my YouTube channel and you basically told everyone that you were living positively with HIV, you were gay and so forth, what was the reception? What happened after that?
The reception was very good.
Good.
Right. But then it came with a lot of pressure.
Mm.
Right. I felt like my life now was being taken away. Hence, I had to step back.
Okay.
And just take a break from everything. But then otherwise, everything was good. Mm. I got so much fame that I didn't want. I just wanted to tell my story because at some point,
Okay.
More especially, I remember some time back when I was still working in Pretoria, at KFC.
Yeah.
There was a customer that came in and at the time, said, Libele.
Yeah.
Like, hi, when I know you.
Yeah.
I'm like, from? Like, Ngupenyoka knows when. And she was closer and I was like, oh my goodness. Here we go again. Why are we doing this?
I did not want this. I did not sign up for this. I wanted to tell my story.
I just wanted to tell my story and heal that one person.
Yeah.
Right. And when people came out to me to tell me their stories and how hard it is to accept, I was like, God.
Yeah.
It was not for my shine, but it was for your glory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember at this one point, I got a text from a very old lady and she said that I couldn't accept it. But listening to a very young man like you about it, it really touched me. Today, I'm able to go get my medication.
Yeah.
And I was like,
This was it.
This was it. Mm. Now we can take a break from it. Mm. Now we can stop talking about it. Mm. But then there's still a gap because there are no abekhabantu abaningi who are male who speak about this thing, more especially gay people.
Yeah.
We're still fighting homophobia. Now you have to fight the stigma that comes with HIV.
Mm.
And then otherwise, the reception was very, very, very good.
So reception was very good, but tell me about the other side where you say you were not prepared or, you know, people, there was another side that you were not prepared for. Tell me about that.
Me coming out with my status, it was just me. I just wanted to speak about my status and people expected more from me.
Okay.
Which was something that I couldn't give to them. And it was very hard to...
What more is that?
For example, relationships.
Okay.
Right. I'm one person who's family orientated.
Yes.
I've always wanted a perfect relationship, but not to be with someone uzobanam just because of they feel pity for me.
Okay.
I just wanted someone who's going to date me for me.
Yeah.
Not upenyo who's known for his status.
Mm.
Right. It came with a lot of pressure. People just wanted to be associated with me because of that.
Okay.
And I just wanted to be received as upenyo who once told his story, and let's not focus on that.
Mm. You didn't want it to define who you were.
Yes.
Because you were, obviously you are more than that.
I'm more than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, when it came to relationship mostly, it really destroyed me.
Okay.
It really destroyed me to a point where I couldn't be in a relationship with someone uzontanda for myself, for me.
Mm.
But then uzontanda look back, I was bold enough to talk about my status. When we get into a relationship, my status has nothing to do with
Correct.
It.
Correct, yeah.
Me coming to the world, my bravery has nothing to do with
us
building together.
Mm.
So that was very hard.
But can I say this? The fact that you are here still... you know, talking about this, and we talked about your boo before we started the recording. The fact that you saw immediately that finding yourself in those situations that does not serve you, I'm proud that you immediately recognized it and removed yourself from that. Because there are other people that will still continue with such a relationship or an association because they feel, you know, if I go and zotini, if I remove myself from the situation zotini, because lomdu ndenzele favor, you know.
So
I'm proud that you recognize that immediately and you removed yourself from that.
Yes.
Yeah. So for someone that is being introduced to your story for the first time, what year was this and what prompted it? What happened for that discovery to happen?
It all happened on the 9th of July 2019.
Okay.
I was 20 at that time. I was going through a very hard breakup. And that day, I just decided, let me go donate my blood.
Okay.
Right? Obviously, when you donate blood, you have to get tested and all that.
Correct.
Boom. When they just took my blood, the nurse said, you cannot donate blood. And I said, why? And she was like, you're HIV positive. I had just recently lost my job.
Mm.
I had just recently lost my place. I'm young. I'm not in good terms with my family at that time. I had just went back to Emakaya to go recoup and get some strength. But then me, while fighting a depression, unemployment, and losing everything that I lost with my breakup also, which was very hard, then this is a shock of my life. I was not ready for that at that age, more especially. I had no one to talk to at that time. My family and I were not okay. Like, things were super bad. The very same person that I chose over my family betrayed my trust, betrayed me, and I blamed myself. Until I had to accept that it was not my fault. People always say that it takes two to tango. I'm not gonna jail myself. I'm not gonna crucify myself for that. The only mistake that I did was trusting and loving that person. Who betrayed my love, my trust, and everything. It was very hard to know that I don't wanna lie. And after that, I took a decision, but I don't want to find anyone young having to go through all of that.
Mm.
I am going to share my story for us.
Abantabasebakulile.
Mm. I always say, Uguti, can we heal so that we do not have another broken generation?
Mm. I love that.
Healing. Healing is not for you.
Yeah.
Do not do it for you.
Mm.
Yes, it's nice to be at peace with your situation, but then do it for someone else.
Yeah.
Also, Polile, it's very easy for you, Uba. When I say I love you, it's that I love you comes with a protection.
Mm.
I have to protect my partner, which is something that I didn't get.
Mm.
I remember I spoke to a friend years back when I came out with my story, and that guy was very old. But then he was a friend. He said, "Friend, you are so brave. Now, if it was for me, I was going to go around infecting other people." And I said, for someone your age to say that, instead of healing and reducing the stirs of HIV, you go around spreading it.
Mm.
You go around disturbing other people's lives. It disturbed my life so bad.
Yeah.
It interrupted my life. It changed my whole life. I've got this thing that's going to constantly remind me of that person, the very same person that broke my heart, that interrupted my entire life.
Yeah.
Today, I cannot go anywhere without my medication.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if he really loved me, he could have just simply
protected
me. And here, Ugba Nanzagwaz Ukhlala Nayo or not. But then because of, I felt like he was selfish, that I'm sorry, I'm not going to speak for him.
You can only speak about your story.
I'm going to speak for myself.
Yeah.
He was selfish and I'm not going to crucify him much, but then all I know is that he betrayed me.
Mm. You talk about healing and you talk about, you know, finding yourself in a better, place, a better situation. What got you to that? You know, I literally want you maybe practically, you know, did you go back to counseling? Did you confide in someone? What got you to this peño now?
What got me to this peño? I looked at my younger brother. I looked at my niece, I looked at my nephew, and I said that I am going to tell my story so that people can stop this thing. I can say that I'm looking at this generation that's coming. Man, let's not do it for us, Snozy.
Mm.
And I'm going to repeat that. Let's not do it for us.
Mm.
Let's do it for the next generation. It's not easy coming out to the world and telling people about your status. More especially, with the stigma that it comes with, right? We've got cities. Now, where I come from, people are not well informed about this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's still a taboo.
It is. You know what? And talking about the next generation, very recently, I went on a school talk. So speaking to school, students, school kids, it was mostly around between grade 10 to 12. So they're fairly like young adults, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I feel like it's a norm for me. Hey, guys, so this is how you protect yourself from HIV, making sure that you're on PrEP. If you are exposed, then you can get PrEP. Please use a condom every time you engage in sexual activities. And, you know, just a norm. Then after the talk, a young gentleman comes to me, very hello, you know.
Okay.
And, hi, Sis Nazi. So, you know, I heard you talking about safe sex and everything. Now, I already have had the tough conversation of coming out to my parents that I am gay.
Mm-hmm. Né?
And I immediately spotted where the conversation was going to. And he said, how do I now have the talk, the sex talk with my parents, given the foundation of what we've already talked about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Peña, it took me a while to get back to myself because I'll be very honest, I did not know how to advise.
Mm.
And I literally put myself in those parents' shoes that you are not just having the sex talk. You are having the sex talk also embedded in discrimination against people that, you know, see themselves as gay. How do you prepare Umdana? Because to be fair, most probably those parents don't know how they can advise umdana to have safe sex.
More especially a gay child.
That's where I'm going.
Oh, that's a very difficult one. But then at some point, it needs to be heard.
Mm.
I remember now when I came out to my dad.
Yes.
And my dad, umdumdala. I just spoke to him over a phone call.
What, Tini?
It was when my partner and I were starting to speak about marriage and all of that.
Okay.
I had to make sure ukuba andiyekhaya until he until he finally accepts it.
Yeah.
I just called him and I said, Papa, I'm getting married soon.
Okay.
My dad is expecting, but
and
I said, kuye, agna makoti, ngumkhwenyana ozomfumana. Don't pretend like you don't know. You've always seen me. I've always been flamboyant. So when I just expect umkhwenyana and I hanged up. He called me that evening and he said, son, I've always known. And I feel like begayenzelamna. Because when he went to my siblings, it was very hard for him.
Here's the thing, Openg. Now, that's a tough conversation already, ne? I'm going to ask as direct as I can. Now you've already had a difficult conversation of coming out as gay to your to your dad. How? I don't know how to put this. But do you think Udada will be able to advise you or can you have a comfortable conversation of how to continue keeping safe when it comes to, you know, engaging in safe sex?
I'm going to put myself in a good situation like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that it was going to be easy for me to have that conversation with my child.
Yeah.
As it is, it's hard for us to talk about my sexuality. Is sex on a isotin? How do you guys do it? Now I have to explain the whole process. Explain it. There's a top, there's a bottom, there's a versatile. What's that? How do you do it?
So here's the thing, Peño. Maybe the answer is in maybe normalizing somehow these kind of conversations. What I mean about that is because if these conversations are not happening at home, then that's where I want to believe you found yourself in a situation where you got infected with HIV because there was no one that was going to guide you.
You know, Sis Nosy, we've got counselors.
Okay.
Right? I feel like if you are ready as a young person to have that conversation, take your parents for counseling. Okay. Suggest that with your parents. Okay. At least they go to someone who's going through that.
Yeah.
Probably a counselor that's got a gay child.
Mm.
And how do they do it?
Mm.
Right? And that's going to open up the whole conversation with them.
So basically, seek help.
Seek help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seek help. You asked me a question earlier on and you said, where did I go for counseling after finding out? I remember when I found out, they were like, do you want counseling? And I was like, are you going through it? And she said, no. But then I went to school for it. And I said, I have nothing to talk to you about. I'm not going to talk to someone who's diabetic today because I don't know their struggles. Give me a counselor that's going to talk about HIV. Motivate me. How do they do it?
Yeah.
If you've never been through it, don't try and have that conversation with me. I'm just going to dismiss you there. You don't know the struggles. Yes, you've had is, but then do you know what I go through every night whenever I have to take that pill? Do you know the strength that I have to pull?
I know.
And at times my partner has taken that responsibility of bringing me the medication because he knows Uba.
Yeah.
So if you're not going through it, there's nothing that we're going to talk about.
Talking about partner, hello. I am on the fan of love. L-O-V-E. Everyone deserves some kind of love. Okay. I loved how you blushed when I talked about your partner. Ne? Tell me how you navigate the space. How do you navigate? Hello, I'm Peño. Hey, nice to meet you, Peño. Can we go out? Okay. But then at the back of your mind, I'm like, oh, okay, when do I tell? Do I disclose? And this is coming from, maybe from an ignorant point of view. And also, how do you spot, that's my type. Hello. Okay. Talk me through that. How do you navigate? How do you navigate the space?
One thing that I'm glad for is that when I met my partner, he knew nothing about Upenya.
What?
He granted me the opportunity to come out to him.
Okay.
I met my partner at a club, funny pot.
Hello.
We have a conversation with this guy and he offers to drop me off at home. And I'm like, no, I'm going to get myself at home. We exchange numbers.
Yes.
Right. I call him in the morning before I go to church on Sunday. He doesn't pick up.
Mm.
I'm like, ah, it's one of those club things. He calls me around 2 after church. He tells me that he's on his way to Limpopo. I'm like, how is it going to work?
Okay.
You are far, right? And I posted a status and I said, a man that's going to sing me this song, Buy Me a Rose, I'm marrying that guy.
Mm.
He bought me flowers.
Mm.
He drove all the way from Limpopo to Pretoria after work to come see me. He sang that song for me.
Aww.
And he asked me to go with him to on a date. We started having those conversations, starting to build a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that time came whereby I had to sit him down and tell him. Now, I was so excited. For the first time in my life, I met someone that, okay, I'm Penya and I'm living with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take it?
Mm.
Right? Mm. Because most of the guys that I dated, Bave Istorisam, from your YouTube channel. So they came, this is it.
Yeah.
But then with him, I sat him down and I said, I'm not telling you this for you to feel sorry for me.
What?
I'm telling you this because I love you and we need to find a way to protect you. And the way he received it, he was so happy that he found out that way. And he said to me, thank God that you told me so that I can make a decision. But do I continue with this or not? Thank you for granting me that opportunity. And for that, let's go, my love.
And how many years later?
Since 2022, this is my longest relationship. And then I love him. God has blessed me. God has blessed me with a handsome man. Like, as I rely on Ndoteni. Without Ndota, I'm nothing.
I can't with you. I cannot.
Sis Nozi, take away everything from me. Ne? Hi, Ndotem.
Guys, I can't. But you know what I'm taking away also from the conversation is the manner in which you introduced yourself was so important, because I believe it sets the tone of how someone is going to treat you.
Yes.
The fact that you said to him, you know, I'm not telling you this for you to feel sorry for me. It's just, you know, allowing you to make a decision whether you want to go with this relationship or not. You owned the story. It's coming from a healed place. And I want to believe whether he had accepted you or not, or whether he decided to continue with the relationship or not, you would still have been okay.
I would still.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would be in a much better space knowing about unrejected Ntoni. More especially when you are the one that started this whole thing.
Yeah.
After you called me a while back, I spoke to him and I was like, babe, Pella, this is what I was known for.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you take it?
Mm.
Right? Looking at the fact that we are planning on getting married soon.
Hello. And I'm going to be the MC.
2025 is not going to end. Then I got changed his name.
Hello.
I had this conversation with him and I said, babe, now your family is going to know.
Mm.
How do we navigate this?
Mm.
He just said, babe, this is your story, not my family's story.
Oh, man.
Whether they receive it or not, it's your story. Go tell it the way you want to tell it.
Hey, Betrona. You want my daughter, Jen? Hey. And for not Ted. What a destiny helper. Not taking away from who you are, but literally helping you in your journey.
Mm.
I think that's actually wonderful, because it's going to continue to help you as you tell your story and inspire others to live boldly and positively. So let's play a game. We'll continue with the conversation, but let's play a game. It's called Rapid Fire Questions. Do not think about it. Literally the first thing that comes into your mind. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So first question. A cozy night in, a cozy movie night in, or a night out, maybe at a club?
Cozy night in.
Okay. Your favorite gospel song?
Ngobekezela by Joy Celebration.
Opulenk.
Yes.
Yes, don't let me sing. okay. And your favorite karaoke song?
Still by Tamia.
Oh, me too. Wait, how does it go again? Okay, never mind.
It feels like the first time we met.
And that is, and I told you I love you. Okay, let's stop. Your favorite book to read?
My favorite book, Here Comes a Gay King.
Mm. And your favorite Bible scripture?
Isaiah chapter number 60, verse 22. When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen.
Aye. And the Lord made it happen for you to be here today. Okay. Now, let's talk about some. You mentioned earlier on about the stigma that is still attached to firstly living with HIV, but also being gay or the LGBTQI just in general. What are some of those stigmas? What are some of what you believe are discriminatory, you know, remarks that have been thrown out there?
I'm just going to share this. I remember when I came out, a very close family relative called me, right? And she said, the reason why you are HIV positive today is because of your gay. God is punishing you. God made you to be with another woman.
Mm.
This is a punishment from God. Repent.
Mm. How do you respond to that?
I just said to her, the same way you had kids out of wedlock, God is punishing you that your man left you. If you had waited for umchado, you'd still be with your baby daddy. Before you tell me about repenting, take your babies back to where you got them.
And yo,
I will repent.
Mm.
And after that, we took years, singer Kulmisani. But then now we do talk, but then I'll never forget those words.
Listen, one thing for sure about you, you own it, you own your story, and you are going to live unapologetically. Everyone else can just follow, ne? I get you. I really get you. Now listen, let us go through the snack. So you brought the snack and you did tell us that it was a chili bite biltong. What's the story behind the snack?
The process of making a biltong, right? Look at it in this way, right? It's raw meat that's spiced. And ishiwa ngaphandle ibethwe ngumoya. Uthixo sometimes uyasithatha asibethisa ngomoya, but then the end product of it, it's going to be amazing. That's why I love biltong so much. I do not just eat a biltong because of the process of making it, right? Bethwe ngumoya, man. Balibale ukuba khona inyama ibekwe pha. But then the moment isuka pha izoserviwa, my life, there was a time whereby I went through the most nandi biltong a process wayo. And now, andim nandi.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yes.
You nicely seasoned.
With that thing, hey, can I linyama baby apparently?
Nicely seasoned. Because I did not think that deep about a biltong. Okay. I thought to myself, no, he probably likes biltong. It probably reminds him of something, some childhood. But I we've got a meaning.
The process of making it, Nozi.
Betongo moya waboya.
Betongo moya it dusty.
Yes.
Ube eshi empilweni.
Ege?
But the time uthixo azokususa from that, from la washing line, apa ubetha ngumoya khona, people won't believe that you are the same Nozi or you are the same Penyo lobeka pha umuntu angamnakanga.
Let's share biltong. I don't have any other words after that. Oh gosh, did you say it's chili though?
Yes.
Do you think it's too chili?
Not too chilly.
Okay. Have a bite also. Trust and believe. Yeah, right. Nicely seasoned.
Nicely seasoned.
But I'm more nicely seasoned. Say, oh, and I have a lot of spiciness and a lot of chilliness. It's very nice. Thank you. Now, I want you to look into that camera. There's a young penyo that's looking at you. O penyo is 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Please speak to that penyo. To our 20 years old, gay, just got these results of being infected with HIV. With knowing what you know now, what would you say to that young penyo?
Dear young penyo, you still have a beautiful life ahead of you. This is not the only challenge that you're going to face. Overcome this one. Heal. Heal and accept. There's a difference between accepting and healing.
Yeah.
And you cannot heal if you haven't accepted. Accept and take your time to heal. Be kind to yourself. Move with grace.
Oh, move with grace. Hello. Last question before we end off. Once again, please look into that camera. There is a parent that is watching this episode. Or that young penyo has somehow convinced their parents, hey, there's a nice episode on Don't Hold Back with Usis Nosy that I want us to watch, because they've not had the courage to talk to their parents, right? Mm-hmm. Either about coming out or the talk, the sex talk. Speak to that parent. How do I support my child who has more or less a similar journey to you, or who is relating to your story, different aspects of your story? How do I continue to support my child?
Dear mom, dear dad, there's nothing wrong that you did. You raised your kid very well. You are not at fault. Love the child of yours. But it takes a village to raise a child. But before taking your child to that village, mold them. May you be their safe space. There's nothing that brings peace to a child like crying to your parents. Allow your child to cry to you. It's going to be hard, but be there for them. Walk that journey with them. Don't allow your kids to think that you're a monster because you are not. I repeat, you did nothing wrong. You are not punished by God. This is your journey now. Because I believe that if not you, who else? God entrusted you with that situation because he knew that you can handle it. Educate yourself. Teach your partners. Teach your family members how to treat your kids. That's all that I'm going to say to you.
If we had to craft our own lives, I'm sure it will be different to what it is now. But as we all know, life throws a curveball. But we learn, we adjust, and make the most of what we have. Thank you so much for joining me today. This has been Don't Hold Back, Where We Say It Loud, a podcast in collaboration with DW, Jacaranda FM, and East Coast Radio. I am Nozibele Kamgana Mayaba. I've been your host. I will see you next time. Bye.
Don't hold back. Say it loud.